Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, starting our journey through a new devotional, actually not new, I wrote this 3 or 4 years ago. I lost track of time, but a devotional I've titled Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home. And it's a series of devotions where each day we'll look at some aspect of what the Bible says about heaven or about the kingdom of God. And the devotional was written with the idea that, well, for Christians, we talk a lot about heaven. We talk a lot, or at least think a lot, about wanting to go to heaven when this life is over. But when the Bible describes the kingdom of God, it really describes a kingdom that we ought to be living in now. That we ought to live as citizens of that kingdom, even as we journey through life here on this earth. And so the heart of the devotion is really wrapped around living as a kingdom citizen by understanding a little more of what the kingdom is meant to be like. And so today we begin with the topic, a home of authority. I write in the book, I says, it's probably not a good idea as an author to begin a devotional within today's culture with the first topic being about authority. But nonetheless, the topics, as I ordered them in this book, went alphabetical, and authority came first. Plus, I believe it really is foundational to recognizing what this home is that we're headed towards, and even recognizing what this home is that we're living in now. You see, the Bible teaches that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. And when we consider the authority that he has in heaven, it's probably a pretty good idea to begin living under that authority and recognizing that authority and being obedient to that authority as we live here on earth. Especially if our plan is to be with Jesus for eternity. I suspect that for many people, the idea of heaven being a home of authority is a difficult thing to grasp because of problems that they have had with authority in their life. We don't do authority real well as humans all the time. There are good examples of it, I believe, but there are probably more examples that are, well, not so good. And so every person that has been impacted by a misuse of authority has a little hesitation when it comes to viewing heaven as a home with authority. And yet, we also have those examples where those with authority here on earth have used it for good, that have done incredible things, that have stepped up and cared for people and have served people because and through the authority that they have. You see, when we consider our desire to spend eternity with God, we have to consider what that looks like today. You see, eternity is a never-ending existence, but it also is without beginning. Now, obviously, you and I have had a beginning, a birth, so to speak, both in natural life and in spiritual life. But eternity with God is not something that is solely looked forward to. It's something that we're currently living in. And while our existence within that is different now than it will be when we're with Him face to face, much of the atmosphere of God's kingdom is, well, it's kind of dependent on us until we get there. And so if we want our life here on earth to look more like the kingdom of God, then we have to live more like the kingdom citizens that God has called us to be. And recognizing His authority over everything. When Jesus was sending out the disciples and really a command for all of us to go into all the world, or as we go into all the world, to preach the gospel, to take the good news of Jesus to everyone. And I've stated it earlier in this broadcast, He does that under the umbrella of all authority being given to Him. We're often referred at times in the Bible as ambassadors, representatives of Jesus. And we can be those ambassadors, we can be those representatives because, well, Jesus had the authority and has the authority to send us out on His behalf. In the weekly prayer guide that I publish, today's topic is on praying about taking and sharing the good news of Jesus. The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those who share, who bring good news. And the verse is shared in the New Testament in the context of sending those who would preach. And it wasn't something that I designed or planned that would be today's topic, but for me it's kind of fitting, as I would encourage and ask that you join me today in praying for our preacher at Deer Run, who's having surgery this morning. As one who has been sent and who proclaims the Word of God, to carry the good news of Jesus, who does so under the authority of God's Word and under the authority of Jesus. You see, as we live in this world, I believe it's a good idea to be prepared for what God has in store for us. And we won't be completely prepared because, as Scripture states, no eye has seen or no ear has heard the wonders that await those who are in relationship with God through Jesus Christ. John tried to describe what he saw, and we read some of that in the book of Revelation, but I believe he only had the words that he knew to describe things that he had never seen before. And so we get these incredible pictures, and some of the pictures are, well, a little disturbing. Some are kind of makes you scratch your head and think, I wonder what that really looks like. But John was describing something that no one had ever viewed, not from this side. And yet, to live there, I love to travel. And when I have opportunity to travel to somewhere new, I typically spend time before I go, if at all possible, to read up and to learn about that area, to get a better understanding of what to expect, to know things that are appropriate to do and things that would be inappropriate in that region or that country or that city. You see, it seems like every place has their customs, the things that the people are used to. And if I go and I act like I do here in North Central Indiana, I tend to stand out in many places that are not North Central Indiana. But if I want to live like them, if I want to blend in, if I want to look like I belong, then I study that culture, that microculture, and seek to be like that. And I believe that's what God has called us to do on this journey home, is to spend time in prayer, listening to His Spirit and His Word, having a better grasp on what the kingdom of heaven is really like, and so that our arrival isn't such a shock to us. And so we begin to live that way. And as we pray today, I would encourage you to ask God to help you examine completely and accurately how well you live under His authority. To look for those areas in your life where you may even know what God's Word says, but you just don't like it. And so you've chosen to do something different. In our culture today, there are many things that people have looked at God's Word and says that doesn't apply anymore. That doesn't fit our culture. That doesn't fit the way we want to live. And in essence, we're saying God's authority doesn't apply to me, or at least it doesn't apply to this situation. And when we consider heaven being a home with authority, with God's authority, Jesus taught us to pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I have to believe, based on Scripture, that God's will is done perfectly in heaven. There is no objection that stands up against what God wants. And if we pray that model prayer that Jesus taught, if we pray according to that pattern, then we're asking that God, that we would live under Your authority here, just as we will when we're in heaven. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love for us is so incredibly deep and wide that it's impossible to fully fathom. Father, today I pray that we would learn to grasp more fully the authority that You have both in heaven and on earth. And Father, as we live as citizens of Your kingdom, even as we journey through life here on this earth, that we would willingly submit to that authority in all things. Father, that regardless of what the world says is good and proper and right, that we would check everything against Your Word, that we would believe and submit to Your authority, even when our flesh says that disobedience is better, even when our mind says that that doesn't make sense, even when our heart says that doesn't apply to me. Father, may we learn obedience as Your children here on earth, so that we're better prepared for that eternity where Your authority goes unquestioned. Father, as I pray, I continually pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our communities, our schools. I pray that they would be surrounded with good and godly authority that models for them what ought to take place. That we would train and raise up children that would respect and honor authority, both because it's the right and good thing to do, but because also the authority is good and honorable in all things. Father, as we consider the institutions of human authority, I pray that we would continue to be diligent in seeking out and putting people into positions of authority that really do honor you, and they honor the people that they serve, that they have authority over. Father, we live in a time where the isolated incidences of misuse of authority get amplified, and the multitude of good uses of authority get swept under the rug and ignored. And so we hear so much about those individuals who do things that are inappropriate, and we begin to think that's what authority looks like, and so we as a culture tend to rebel against that. So Father, help us to not only notice those who carry authority well, but help us to honor them. Help us to lift them up as examples, as those that our children can follow. Father, as parents, may we constantly evaluate how we're teaching our children and how we're living as examples for our children and being the authority in their life that is good and proper, that not only has the respect but deserves the respect. And Father, in all of that, may we point our children to the authority that Jesus has over all things. And even as they view the authority that the parents have and that others have within their life, whether it's teachers and school administrations, a police officer, whoever it might be, may they always recognize those individuals as serving and living under the authority of Jesus. And through that, may they learn that none of us as humans are in charge fully of anything. Father, today I pray that you would help every one of us to be involved in sharing the good news of Jesus. That as we consider the home that awaits those who are found in Christ, that our life today would be lived in such a way that we're ready. Father, as I consider those who share the good news of Jesus today, I pray specifically for our preacher at Deer Run, having surgery this morning, and I pray that you would watch over the surgeons, continue to help him to heal and recover following this surgery. Father, may every one of us, as we examine our life according to your word, as we allow your spirit to convict and transform us, may we view authority differently. And may we recognize that any of our attempts to wiggle out from underneath authority is pointless as Christians, as we are headed to a home of authority. And so, Father, today may we be submissive to your word. May we be submissive to the lordship of Jesus in all things. May we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.